widgets. Oh boy, here we go. Something funny. Federico Vitici, who's like, he's the dude who founded Mac Stories. He's the guy that writes like an ebook for every big iOS release. I just subscribed to Mac Stories, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time, but now I feel like I can justify it, at least for a while. Man, it's great. Do that. Their weekly roundup is beautiful. Definitely worth the money. Anyway, he said something on a podcast recently that I realized too. I think we had the realization at the same time. And I don't want to put words in his mouth. Basically, he was like, you know, I realized that I just don't like widgets. I don't. I like fundamentally don't like widgets. His thing is especially like he hates that there's like basically widgets open in the host app. That's all they do if you tap on them. Which I get that. There are exceptions, of course. The only one I can think of is drafts, actually. But for me, I guess, you know, I've been trying to play around with widgets, and I should mention right up front that the big Flickr widget is like genuinely one of the biggest sources of joy, in my life, because it's just, I'm so glad that I put that on like my third home screen. And every time I scroll, every time I swipe past my home screen, there's a beautiful image on that Flickr widget. And what I usually do if I see a beautiful image there is I tap on it, which opens it in the Flickr app. And then I like that image. And I hit the share sheet, scroll down. And if the person, you know, on Flickr, or maybe you don't, I don't know, you can, like, the person can choose to make all, like, make the image downloadable in its original format. Or they can choose to not. And if it is downloadable in its original format, then in the share sheet, the app lists a save image option. And if it isn't, it doesn't. So that's, I check it. And then if it's there, I usually save that image. You can find a lot of those in the wallpaper shared iCloud folder, which I've linked everywhere. Anyway, and my mom said something really profound in a reaction to a widget that I wanted to share. I think it's like the question of our age. So my mom's 7 years old. She runs her own private practice from home. I help her out with stuff, but like, you know, it's fundamentally like she set everything up. She uses her iPhone and her MacBook for everything, but her iPhone's very important to her business because she basically most of it is scheduling and texting people. And she runs her entire business on a regular old iCloud calendar, which used to make me nervous. I'm actually coming to realize now that it's literally the best option, considering that all of my calendars are, I'm having another calendar moment where shit disappears. Anyway, so I, like a week and a half ago, we'd scheduled time for me to sit down and remove all the apps from her phone that she had never used. And, I tried out different organizations of her home screen. I was like, you know what, let's try putting the big calendar widget. Of course, she wasn't really paying attention to me talking about all this, so I just was kind of doing it. And like the stuff that actually was consequential, I would make sure that she was paying attention to me. As I was like, can I delete the fucking Panera Bread app? But I don't think she was paying attention, or like, you know, I wouldn't be either. What I was like, I'm going to put a calendar widget on your phone. Anyway, so the day before yesterday, she was like, hey, can you make this go away? what she said specifically, she's just like, I don't want that. I want the small one. And at first I thought she was talking about the small widget. So I changed to the small widget. And she was like, no. I mean, I just want the small one. I can just open it. And she was just talking about the app icon. And like, and she was like, why would I, the question was, the profound question that I'm getting to is, she was like, why would I look at that when I could just open it? Why would I look at the calendar widget when I could just open the app? And that's the gist of what I'm getting to is, like, if you're like running a dual display desktop setup and you want to put a widget that there, a calendar widget makes sense, maybe just get the scope of your day, but like that's just one, it's distinctly only makes sense on desktop, really, because like I don't know, it's so it's what are the consequences, like what's wrong with just opening the app? Now there's reasoning, but I just thought that was insightful that she said that. And then, like, I realized that my mom fundamentally doesn't like widgets. So the three of us, Federico, myself, my mom, realized that we fundamentally don't like widgets. And again, that Flickr widget, I want everyone to try it. The app itself could use a lot of work. It's like definitely not the full Flickr experience. But yeah, that their widget is, and it's very simple. It just pulls, as far as I know, it just pulls from the Explorer, and it like randomly. But yeah, that's all I could think of. And no, I would not want it. It's like the perfect timed image retrieval, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't like that feature on Windows where you can set it to, you know, every day randomly select a desktop background, because there's no way for me to opt. There's no way for me to say okay and like see a preview of the image first. And like the Flickr widget is the perfect implementation of that, because like half the time I see an image, I'll still, you know, be like, oh, that's nice. But I'm not like, I have to make, you know, get that in my wallpaper collection immediately. But when I do, I mean, it really just takes me a few seconds. Yeah, widgets. I just, I guess, okay, there, and the widget that's useful, I have the same thing with shortcuts. The two shortcuts that I use the most are the shortcut that disables Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And by far, that's my most used shortcut, and always has been. And a shortcut that toggles the accessibility button, so that I can reset my iPhone's RAM before opening a game. So those are displayed in a shortcuts widget on not the home screen. I can't, the screen that's to the left of the home screen. I should really know what that's called by now. Other exception is like the Carrot Weather apps widget is very beautiful, as is most of the app, you know. I don't know. I don't really get it. And it was validating to read that Federico, of all people, Federico being the most iOS person, his primary computer for the past 7 years has been an iPad, and that was a big deal. And he built a media company on that, so it was validating. Fuck them! Fuck widgets, man! Ugh!